Okay, for those that may not know, but it also means you're living underneath a cliff. We started in yeshiva like a month ago. We do late night learning on Monday night and Wednesday night. At crazy mysterious, like this morning, I don't think I've ever said this. Like when I woke up, I'm like, oh my God, I'm tired. Like I never said it. It's really getting to me. And I found out a lot of things. One of the things I found out about Leva Torah guys are they like to wake up very early. Which I thought was interesting because everything people say is that no one shows up to chakras. So I was a little like surprised when I heard people like to wake up early. But that's what everyone's telling me. No, I can't stay late. I wake up early. It's like, you know, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be there. And then you're really not in any place, but we each think you're somewhere else. So I don't know. But I'm going to take everyone at their face value that people like to wake up early. Maybe not get stuck when he has to do a curfew check until 1 o'clock in the morning. Maybe then he doesn't get to bed so early. So I was going back and forth with what I thought about that. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know, like, should people really be waking up early? Is this the time in your life be waking up early? Should you be staying late? I really, it was really bothering me for, like, weeks.
Just have them say all eights.
That'd be amazing. We have to definitely say all eights. Show us you're saying brachas. We have to talk about brachas one of these days because no one does that either.
We've been talking about that for a few months.
Oh, Yitzchak! Roy Masechet, brachas. Very good. That was a smoothie five. Okay, so I'm going back and forth. So I have a broadcast with like 30 people, and I asked them all this question. What do they think? In yeshiva, should people be staying up late and making it a matzah of learning late at night, letting people be having a base marriage isn't meant to be dead at 10 o'clock? Or if they're waking up early in the morning, should they continue that?
Early.
And I got like 50-50. Literally 50-50.
Is this alumni?
No, friends of mine. Some were alumni. I got a 50-50 response on what people should be doing. Some were like obviously very like you so would say that even though like you're not really that kind of person, but like you think you're saying that. One second, then others are like I was a little shocked. But I went 50-50. So I didn't really leave any more confirmed on what my stance was. Yeah.
Early guarantees chakras.
So there were people that said that. That's true. And if you stay up late, you're probably not. So I definitely hear that. The end of the day, and we'll talk about this for a little bit, it doesn't really matter as long as you're doing something like, they're great. If you're a morning person, you're a morning person. If you're a night person, you're a night person. I'm probably still going to say that at this point in one's life, like, you should be, you know, having food, things going on at night. It's like, it's more Labor Day, like, at 6:40 in the morning, like, no one wants to hawk. And, like, there's a little bit, like, also, like, being with your chaverim and, like, and seeing that as opposed to, like, kind of, like, really having, like, a library feel, like, early on in the morning. But in any event, if you're in the basement at 7 in the morning, that's incredible. Last night when I left at 11:15, there were still like 10 people. That was also incredible. Whatever one is going to do, and even for me, like when people are saying like they can't believe I'm taking this stance, like you shouldn't learn early in the morning. Like I go to bed like at 10 o'clock. I've not even exaggerating. In this last month, I've had more nights I've gone to bed post 11 o'clock than probably the last, like, 7 years. Like, it's not, like, I totally transfer, and I can't wake up as early as I could because you can't really pull it on both ends. Like, something has to give. So I believe in early morning. I believe that's, like, your preparation for life. Even despite that, I still feel the thing to do in yeshiva is to learn at night. However, the most important thing that we have to take out of all of this is we have to understand that when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to Lima Torah, we need to have Mesiras Nefesh. We really need to have Mesiras Nefesh. I may have said this story over when I was in YU with this guy who was an absolute masman. And there was like a shiur, like a beginner level shiur. And this guy would tell me, this guy could like literally be, he'd be half asleep and he could be reading like any Rishon and like telling you like Baal Peh like, you know, 3 seconds later. And this guy would like, one time I saw him like looking at them and he like looked so depressed. And they're like about to cry. I'm like, hey, dude, this is YU, not Stern. Like, is everything okay? What's going on with you? Like, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, you're about to cry. It's like, there's so much envy for these guys. Like, these guys, they can't read. Like, what envy do you have for them? It's like, see the effort they're putting in? Like, it's incredible. Like, I wish I could put in that level of effort. So whatever we're doing, we need to put in effort, and we really need to have Mesiras Nefesh. So let's say a few ideas on that. Number one, when it comes to our learning, so I'm all for, you know, you gotta get people into a location. Like, you know, if you don't, There's something you have, they have like by IKEA. You go into IKEA. We've done it a few times. They have these like hot dogs, hamburgers, falafels, fries. Like they're all like 4 or 5 shekel. I think we once bought like 37 items for like 170 shekel. Like I literally had like 6 hamburgers, like 3 falafels, and like 3 things of fries for like 48 shekel. Like, you know, ridiculously low amount. It's not high quality food, but it is high quantity of food for a ridiculously low amount. Yeah. So why do they do that? They do that because they don't think that there's only going to be that guy, Mark Merrill, who's going to come in and get that for dinner. But they think what's going to happen is, like, that's why my wife and I are like, oh, why don't we go get lunch? And we spent like 24 shekel on like 7 items and ice cream. And then we went and we bought something in the store for like, you know, 600 shekel. Like that's why they're doing it, to get you into the store to have you do that. So if a person in the base matters, like the goal is we get you in the base matters, and if you're schmoozing with your chaver and that's what you're doing, that's great also. But at a certain point we have to get to that, okay, it's nice to be in the base matters, it's nice to go to Yitzchak and have the philosophical conversation with him, but we also have to sit down and we have to it's very hard for me not to call you Robert, but Robert's so guyish, it's easy for me to call you Yitzchak. But we have to get to that point where we're gonna sit down at the base medrash and we're gonna learn 60 minutes in an hour. And like anything, you know, you have a lot of guys now, it's marathon season for the Jerusalem Marathon. I don't know why everyone in the yeshiva is super slow and out of shape and runs like 2 miles in 24 minutes. Like that's a little, and they're 19 years old. That's a little. I can't really fully chop that because they should be in better shape than I am. I can't really. But like, let's say you want to run a half a marathon. You're not gonna just like first day. I've never run before. Now I'm gonna run 13 miles. That's never maybe Ethan, but you're gonna be in a lot of pain
if you do that.
But generally speaking, yeah. Generally speaking, what a person's gonna do is they're gonna work their way up. They're gonna do, you know, to a mile today, 2 miles, 4 miles, 6 miles, etc. Until you get either to the half a marathon, you know, close to that, or you're able to actually do that amount. So we have to train ourselves now that the 60 minutes in an hour, and we're learning for 60 minutes. It doesn't mean the first hour you sit down, you're going to do that. That's why we have this amazing thing on the phone. Like, we all look at, like, the bad apps. There's an app called Clock. It has a timer, a stopwatch. It's the most important, and calculator are the most important functions we have on our phone. Somehow we think everything else is most important. So today, we're going to sit down, we're going to learn, we're going to take that out, and we're going to see how long can we go in an hour. And it might be a minute, it might be 3 minutes, it might be 4 seconds. And we're gonna work our way up because we're gonna get to that point of we're gonna have Mesiras Nefesh for Torah that I can sit down for 1 hour and I'm gonna learn for that 1 hour. Because what's gonna ultimately happen is eventually you're gonna get to wherever you are in your life, and you're gonna be very, very busy, and learning's gonna be very, very, very hard to do. And you're only gonna have a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour to learn. And at that point, if you either with yourself or Chavrusa, and you spend, you have 50 minutes of learning, you spend 38 minutes talking to them about what the weather is in Albuquerque, you're not going to feel very accomplished in what it is that you're doing. So we have to educate ourselves to be able to do that. I said this yesterday when I spoke before our 10 o'clock learning, and I really, really believe this. If a guy goes to yeshiva, they come to Leva Torah, Shanav, Shanabet, to the army, Shanav, whatever they do. And you hear me that yesterday? You hear me, Esther?
No.
That's fine. I know you were in the vicinity. And a guy goes a morning, afternoon, and night seder, and never misses one the entire time, entire year. You know what's going to happen? Ricardo's going to think you're amazing. Raquel is going to think you're amazing. This guy's going to think you're amazing. But never once before Shacharis, never once after Marv, and never once during a break do you open up a safer. Not one time during those slots. You're going to be at the best attendance review in the history of mankind. Ricardo won't know. He'll be like, you're doing great. You're going to have literally a 3.5 second meeting and you'll get back to your life. But I told the guys yesterday, a person that does that, when they leave yeshiva, they're not going to learn for 1 minute. Not going to learn for 1 minute. They're never going to open up a sefer again. And I'm not saying this like, oh, let's see how radical. You know, I talk about this all the time. Sometimes, like, there are rebellion yeshiva, maybe I fall into it. Like, how radical can we get until it's like, whoa, that's, like, really radical. Like, you don't really believe that. I'm not saying that to try to be radical. I'm saying that because Adi Mami Vemuna Shlema, with the fullness of my heart, I believe if you're doing that, you're not going to learn, because what you're doing is you are in college. You are getting, you're getting credit for your year, and you are a student. That is what you are doing when you're doing it. You're fulfilling a schedule. They tell me I have to go. I don't want to deal with the repercussions. I don't want to get kicked out of 17 Chever. I don't want to have to sleep in a, I don't want to have to sleep in a gun. I don't want to have to sleep in Rapazio's couch. I don't even know what's going on. I don't want to deal with, I don't want to, OSM Zali. I don't want to deal with any of this nonsense. And I'm just fulfilling the schedule. But I'm never having any level of Mesiras Nefesh. So getting back to the beginning question, what should one do? Should I learn early in the morning? Should I learn late at night? It doesn't really make a difference which one you do. All that makes a difference is that I'm having Mesiras Nefesh. Now, this might be a hot take, and I'm not sure, because this is really coming up the cup. I don't know if I fully believe this, but I'm not sure going to Kol Boker at 7:30 is your only additional time really cuts it either, because I don't know where we've all forgotten. Probably like, you know, kindergarten was like the last time in your life that you went through a schooling system where you woke up after 7 o'clock. I don't know, like, this whole thing, like, I had to wake up at noon. Like, everyone, like, we're making 7:30, I'd be so early. Like, you went through your whole life where you woke up at that. Like, people had to, unless you didn't go to school. But for the most part, people who went to school, like, you wake up at, like, early normal time. So, but fine, but we'll still, granted, if you're learning at 7:30, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Hopefully you will. But if we're not having Mesiras Nefesh, if we're not saying, like, at this time, like, when a guy's saying, I'm tired, that's when you're pushing yourself. I'm tired. Because if I'm running, if I get to 3 miles and I'm tired, then I never push myself. I'll never see what I can do. I'll never know if I can get to the next level. I'll always be, okay, I'm at this level. This is where I've gotten. I've never been able to raise my bar. There has to be Mesiras Nefesh in our learning. There has to be Mesiras, like we said last week, there has to be Mesiras Nefesh in everything that we're doing. But if we don't have that, it's the same thing. If I decide I'm going to sleep all of Shabbos, I'm going to stay in my apartment the entire Shabbos, not get up. I was amazing. I didn't violate any malachas, bishul, tochein, washed. I didn't do anything. I'm a tzaddik. I kept Shabbos. Like, I mean, you didn't do anything. So you didn't do any of the essays either. So you're not really such a tzaddik. It's like, okay, there has to be this here. It has to be like, I'm living Shabbos. I'm a part of Shabbos, but I'm also keeping Shabbos. The same way, like, I'm not going to give a person so much credit. I go in a dungeon, and, you know, I never see anyone inappropriately dressed. I never see any. I'm amazing. I'm like, yeah, because all you see is a dungeon and this. And you probably hear sounds like that. That's all. Maybe we're in a dungeon. That's what you're not doing anything. We need to put ourselves in situations where we have to face challenges and we're overcoming it. So when we're tired at 10 o'clock. It's tiring. I had a long day. But now I'm telling myself, I can push myself for a half hour. I can do it. There were still people there late. Like, I can do it. I am going to have Mesiras Nefesh. I am pushing myself to see, what is it that I'm able to do? What am I able to accomplish in my life? What is it that I'm able to really fully, a few more. What am I really able to fully? We'll conclude with one mice. It's a great story. The story of the Rechayim Volozhiner. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and this guy came up to him and said that Rechayim Volozhiner basically asked him, like, what do you do on off days, like when you don't have, like, work, like, what do you do? He's like, I hock around, I do this, I do that. He's like, so you're gonna go up to Shemayim, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu is gonna tell you every single day from 9 to 5, you're mevatel Torah, you're a batlin, you're bittel Torah. And the guy is going to go up to him, hold on 1 second. I learned the 6 parak of brachos. You're supposed to have a job, God. God, I got a job. I did what I was supposed to do. I supported a family. I had parnasa. Like, how am I? I'm a vato Torah. What do you want me to do? Like, I want to be able to eat chocolate. I'm not going to eat chocolate. I'm not making any money. God, how can you have a tithe on me? I didn't do anything wrong. I fulfilled your will. And God will be like, you're so right. I like people that work. I respect people that work. Let me tell you a secret. I think the world should work. God's gonna be like, I'm on your side. You did the right thing. Okay, good. God. You know, if only I could ever get my wife and kids to agree with me like that. So God, what happened? Why was I Mevatel Torah every day 9 to 5? Like, because what happened every Sunday? What happened every Shabbos? What happened every, you know, holiday and sick day and this day and that day? Oh, God. Thanksgiving? I fulfilled the will of the American. I played football. I watched football. I ate turkey. What else do you want from me? You want me to learn Torah and not eat turkey? Out of your mind? What else do you want? He's like, maybe I'm out of my mind, but you were Mevatel Torah. Because if you didn't have work, you wouldn't have learned anyway. You weren't going to push yourself anyway to learn. That's what it's at. We're at that time. You know, the number one thing to me, as everyone who leaves yeshiva, Learn Torah every single day, whatever level it is, for however amount of time it is, whatever it is that you're doing next year, learn Torah every single day. We can only learn Torah if while we're here, we are pushing ourselves beyond our normal means. We're pushing ourselves at times when it's difficult. We're not only doing the three siddurim a day. We're not only doing when yeshiva has yeshiva, but when we have on a Friday or after hours, when there's like, I don't have to, there's no attendance review for what I'm doing after hours. But there is. It's the only attendance review that matters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not going to whip out a Charlotte's review for you when you go up to Shemai. He doesn't care. He's going to whip out his own review. And he's going to ask you that, were you Moser Nefesh? And then you're going to look back in your life in 3, 5, 10, 15 years from now, and you're going to be like, holy cow, I've learned every day over the last 10 years. Where did that come from? How did I do? Okay, of course, that amazing Rebbe like Rapalfield. But no kidding that you became a Gedolim. And no one would think otherwise. But it also came because I decided I'm going to push myself on times when it's challenging, on times when it's really, really, really hard. Maybe after a really, really, really hard Lev HaChayel workout and chakras, and I'm really, really tired, but I'm going to push myself. I'm gonna find time during that day when normally the expectation would be I don't have to be here. But I'm deciding I'm going to be here. If you train yourself and you have Mesiras Nefesh for real Torah, you're gonna learn every day, because when life becomes real, as we call it, when you enter like the adult years of your life, that's when every single moment is Mesiras Nefesh, because there's a million other things going on in one's mind. A million other, like last night, two nights ago, I'm thinking for like hours, where else did Ben, I know Benji Goldstein, the Shanalki, he did not apply to Leib HaTorah and he switched in. What else did he apply to? Then when he switched in here, why did he switch in here? For an hour I'm thinking about that, because there's a million things that go on in our minds. We can't, our minds are wandering everywhere. And my children, and my wife, and Parnassa, and everything else going through our mind. So the only reason I'm able to learn, the little that I'm able to learn every day, is because I'm having some level of Mesiras Nefesh. It's very easy to go to morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night. That's part of the schedule, in theory. But in theory, it's very easy to do that. But when it's not part of the schedule, then it suddenly does not become so easy, but then I'm really pushing myself, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should all have a slacha in this pursuit and really be able to see each of us raise ourselves and reach the highest of heights. Amen. Wonderful Shabbos.